Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, it was fascinating. It was the world of Tiki. Tiki bars. Tamara Brown, comic, runs a gig over on Franklin. Not relevant, really, to this conversation, except for that
That's how you know her.
That's how I know her. And she likes a tiki bar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Much like your publisher.
Dan Schlissel. Likes a tiki bar. And it was fascinating. She had, like, the first tiki bar was up in San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
Information.
She had some history, some tiki information.
From tiki history information, I asked her.
You would have expected a tiki bar to be in Polynesia.
Right. I asked if the Polynesians would like their tiki back.
Mm-hmm.
She said, so far, they're good.
They're fine.
Cultural appropriation is not bothering them. No,
Probably because it was never their culture to begin with.
Right. I think it was some sort of weird
imagining of what their culture was.
I think it was called together by a guy named Dan up in San Francisco in the 30s. I think it was Dan the Beachcomber. I might have that wrong. Might be Bill the Beachcomber. Whatever. His moniker was Beachcomber, and he wanted a dive bar with all of his crap in it. And so he created the Tiki Bar.
Right.
And so she said it swept the nation. And people go to Hawaii thinking that they're going to find tiki bars, but they do not. They find bars. And then she talked about all the different rum-related drinks that were available.
Okay, yep.
At a tiki bar. And the music and how it was the 30s and 40s, and then there was a resurgence in the 60s, and then everything went dormant until everything was reborn again, like it is.
Right. Everything old is new again.
Everything old is new again. And so we did that, and we talked about that. It was fascinating, quite honestly.
I bet it was fascinating. I bet it was a really good one.
It was a really good one, and people should listen to it.